Holy Spirit, thank you for the much eternal light for guiding us and directing us into the solid truth. Glory to you.
We thank you, Jesus, the Son of God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your death on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the light of Jesus Christ, eternal power that liveth inside the breast and move, and we dwell and have our being. We are so grateful for you, divine Holy Spirit. You are the omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. All hail the power in your great name, Jesus Christ.
Yes, we thank you, divine intelligence, which is the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus' spirit. We thank you for dwelling within us. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you for illuminating our minds, our subconscious, our conscious, and the superconscious. We thank you for that. We thank you for your love and your light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to you, divine Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. All hail the power, and may the new song of praise be sung unto you, the everlasting song of joy. Ding dong, ding dong, Lord Jesus' song. We love you, and we praise you forever and ever. In the name of the Son of God, Jesus, amen.
We thank you, Son of God, Jesus. We thank you for Christmas in July.
Yes.
Praising you as the God and the Father of the earth. We love you. We praise you in the name, your name, Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus, baby.
Jesus Christ, July 26, 2015, Merry, Merry Christmas, my brother, on this great celebration, Chris, like you said earlier, Christmas in July. I'm still hearing in the great Pacific Northwest in the United States of America and the Puget Sound Seattle, Washington, they're talking about the .amazon.com where they're doing Christmas sales, Christmas bonuses, and the different countries, different stores are getting the ball rolling. And I think it's good because it makes people aware of the Christ child that is born not only 2,000 years ago, but the Christ energy born within us. You know, the cars, they drive averagely 150 miles per hour, or racing cars, 200 to 500 miles per hour. And trains go about, especially in France, they go pretty fast, close to 200 miles an hour. In America, from 170 plus or minus. And the U.S. Navy ships, they go at, yes. And aircraft, the jets, they go travel like the United Airlines or Alaska Airlines or Southwest or India Airlines, Japan Airlines, Northwest Orient Airlines, various Asia Airlines, Air Malaysia, they travel at about 725 miles per hour. And some people say, wow, that's fast. Then the spaceship and the NASA, they travel at 17,246 miles per second, per hour, I believe, yeah, per hour. And people say, wow, that's fast. Well, yes, that is fast when a machine. But let's go further. Recently, it was discovered that light travels at 486 miles per second. That's faster than per hour. Then lately here in 2014, 2015, they said now that light travels faster than the speed of light itself. What's up with that, my brother? What are they reaching into?
Basically, they're reaching into the Christ-like energy. Basically.
Okay.
They're reaching into the depth of spirituality, where everything came from. Jehovah God, Jesus Christ, came from that energy. They
formed their bodies out of that?
They formed their bodies out of that energy. And that energy is what Son of God University always reflect on our main magic message is the Christ in you, which is your hope and glory.
Yes.
And so by touching into that and revitalizing your body by getting wrapped up in the love of that, pretty soon you as a God can go faster than that, because you go with thought. You can go from, let's say, Earth to Venus. But you have to be in a transfiguration state. You can't just do it, just doing it. You have to be transfigured. So basically we're talking about the Christ-like energy. This energy is magnificent. This energy can do all things. All things can be done through the Christ-like energy. When Jesus say all things can be done, he's talking about the Christ-like energy. He is a code that is, some people think it's him, but it's his spirit, the Christ-like energy. That energy is dynamic. We talk about it over and over and over again, because there's nobody on the planet that's talking about it like Son of God University. The church world, the Christian world, is a shame that they don't even barely touch into the Holy Ghost. They barely even say Jesus, the Son of God, our Father, who created the earth. And so now we get really deep, and we're talking about the Christ-like energy. Light energy. Look, the Christ-like energy. That's something to think about. The dark matter, what the scientists are looking at. Is that Christ-like energy? The Om that the ancient yogis, is that the omnipresent energy, the vibration realm of that? It's a lot with this Christ-like energy. It is dynamic, and we wish you guys to get into this Christ-like energy. It's just dynamic. It's wonderful. It's glorious. It makes you happy-fied when you get this baptism of the Holy Ghost, when you get this baptism of Jesus energy. It's just dynamic. You can't put it into words. It's beyond words. It's an experience. We can take you only so far, and you have to go. Once you get this energy, the energy will guide you what to do. We can't guide you. We only can tell you how to get this energy. Once you get this energy, you will know what to do, my loving brother. Isn't that correct?
That's right, sweetheart, by me, my loving brother. It is but the powers of you connecting with the light of Jesus Christ. And the first thing you need to do is repent of all your evils and negatives. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your negative lifestyle.
Is there any other way?
I don't think there's another way that I can think of. There's only one way. And Jesus said, come to me. All ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come into the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. You receive a bundle of joy, unlimited miraculous energies of healing and jubilation and crystallization, sanctification, purification, exhortation, and exaltation. This power and this love comes by praising that very energy that Jesus has in him that he placed in us. Every human body has the monochlorines within it. And this infinitesimal manifestation is the vibrating, flowing, agape energy. Agape, which means the love of the highest Christ. What is the highest Christ? The eternal energy. The Lord Jesus, the divine Savior of the world, he gave us the commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy Christ. Some versions say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. And the glory to Jesus version, it lets you know that God within. Love the eternal energy with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, with all your being, with every fiber of your being, every muscle in your body, every bone, every organ, every nerve, cell, tissue, sinew, every part of you loves the eternal Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Lord of hosts, right within us. When we become in love with this power, and we praise this glorious power, as Jesus Christ and the Father praises, they are joyfully happy in this power. And we have authorization by the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to give glory to the Holy Spirit of God. This great energy, this great vitality, this great life force, it stirs up light in us That's why in the first chapter of St. John, you hear me refer to that a lot, that Jesus light is every individual who cometh into the world. Every individual can be light, is lighted by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in the 8th chapter of St. John, I am light of the world. And then he said in another recording, ye are lights of the world. You cannot take a bushel and hide it. Correction. You cannot take a candle and hide it under a bushel, for it's going to glow, or it's going to burn the bushel or the bush. So therefore, light arrays, light glows. And in our physical body, the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty, the sacred Son of God, wants us to glow as he is. It says in the book of Daniel, it says, and we shall shine as the stars of the heavens, and we shall shine forever and ever in alignment with the Son of God under the government of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ninth chapter of the book of Isaiah speaks about that. So it is imperative, sweethearts, that you all over the planetary system and the heavens and the earth and the hells, paradise, purgatory, and everything in between, recognize the omnipresence of the light of Jesus Christ. That's what the Christmas is all about, lighting up the world. When the Christ child came into the world, the Christ child was possessed with the light of glory, the light of noonday, known as the light of Jesus Christ. And so that light drew people from all over the planet to Bethlehem, Israel, and they saw the stars in the heavens, and that star was lit up with the power of glory and light, guided them right with the holy babe was, the holy baby Jesus. So now we light up as we live the laws of Jesus Christ. And I heard ministers said that we cannot live the law of Jesus, of loving the Lord thy God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I don't know what kind of parsley leaves they've been smoking. I don't know what kind of cocaine they've been injecting. I don't even know what kind of marijuana they've been smoking. But this I do know, sweethearts. It is possible through the Holy Ghost to live the laws of Jesus Christ. The reason why the people cannot live the laws, the reason why a lot of Christians are slackers, because they don't possess the baptism of Holy Ghost and fire. You will have joy when you receive Holy Ghost and fire. This Holy Ghost is the eternal energy of Christ. It is the power that is within us. Let me give some more scriptures in the book of Jeremiah that I give many times. The 23rd chapter, verse 23 and 24, quoting from His Royal Majesty's Version, the King James Version, and the Lord said, do not I fill the heavens and the earth? Can any man hide himself from me that I do not see him? Can anything be hid? For I, the Lord, I fill, F-I-L-L, I fill the heavens and the earth. Look at that, sweethearts. This omnipresent power, this almighty energy, was called the Lord in the King James Version, or in Jerusalem Bible, the term is called Yahweh. This sacred spirit of Christ Jesus, think about it, this energy, this eternal light, this holy force, this divine monochlorines dwells in every world. It dwells in the heavens and on the earth and everything in between. Let us go back to the young laddie, Carlton Burpo, in the state of Nebraska, in the United States of America, when about 2004, when he had that operation, you probably read the book, It's Heaven is for Real, and how he was alive when he went to heaven. He didn't have a near-death experience because the machine was pumping the heart and all that good stuff, and as he was having a, was it liver or something? I believe it was with the, what's that word, Jesus? Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Something I believe, thank you, Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit knows everything. When you call on the Holy Spirit, the appendicitis or appendix, something with the appendix, and it got really serious, almost near death. And so the operation was to take place over there. But in the meantime, the young laddie was caught up, because he was about 3.5 years of age, and Carlton was caught up in the heavenlies. He saw God the Father, Jesus Christ, angelic beings, and the Holy Ghost. Now, how did he see the Holy Ghost? He saw the Holy Ghost as blue matter. Just like the scientists, they say this energy, they call it the dark blue matter, or dark blue energy, or dark blue rays of light. They use different scientists a word. Well, the young lad, he saw it, and he saw it in front of the throne, behind the throne, all around the throne. He was permitted to see that blue rays of light because the Christ major Christ colors are royal blue, rosy red, and yellow gold. Yeah, that's right, the gold color. So, and if you know that when you see a rainbow, those three colors stand out in the heavens when you see a rainbow and on the earth. So therefore, that young laddie, he saw that blue Holy Spirit. It was not a person, but it has a personality. It was not a man, but it has a personality. Holy Spirit, divine energy, is intelligent. That is the most powerful force that lives in humankind. Like my sweetheart brother said, if we and you and everybody else experience this Holy Ghost, this Almighty Spirit, this energy, believe you me, sweetheart, you will have the power to live a righteous life. For the scripture declares that through we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So if we are the righteousness of God, that means that the Holy Ghost dwells in our physical body. Now, there are people that say the Holy Ghost don't dwell in your human body, but it dwells in your spirit man. No, nigga, bye. You got to wake up and smell the hot dogs and smell the coffee and smell the roses and smell the orange juice, because this Holy Spirit opened the avenues by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So, if the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and the apostles say we are declared the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, my sweetheart brother, would you say that that Holy Ghost joyfully dwells in our physical body to die?
Oh, definitely. It dwells. It has to dwell, because without it dwelling, how could we live and move and have our being? There's no way. That Holy Spirit, to some level, it does. Even though you don't have the Holy Ghost is all around you. You know, that Holy Ghost is what keeps us alive. That's intelligence. That's energy. That's matter. I mean, we're getting to the scientific principles of it, because basically it's science meets spirituality.
Yes.
And so the science of these is this energy, this light, which we have to contact, which is in every man that comes into the world. That's God, Jesus goes holy, that he put in. That's that consciousness that you have. Everybody has a consciousness. I mean, if you shoot somebody, you don't need a law to tell you thou shalt not kill. You don't need a law to tell you thou shalt not steal. You know it in your consciousness when you do it. Even though you don't have the ghost holy to the fullness, like we're talking about getting it from God Jesus, just living a regular life, you know what's right and wrong. Everybody has that. God Jesus put that in you. He put that ghost holy in you. And so you know that. So it's no excuse, you know, for that. But like my loving brother says, when you get the ghost holy, the Holy Ghost, the spirit of Jesus Christ, when you get that, that helps you fulfill it to live it. So you won't kill nobody. So you won't steal. You wouldn't want to do these things, because you have the love of Jesus Christ in you to prevent that. You have the love. When you love Jesus with all your might, your soul, your spirit, you don't want to do that. And you love your brother as yourself, you wouldn't want to cheat your brother. You wouldn't want to kill your brother. You wouldn't want to do anything to your brother. See, those are two high laws that Jesus has. Most people don't pay attention to those laws. Those are two principles, I like to say, instead of law. They are principles for you to live by. So when you have those principles, you won't hurt your brother. Why would you commit adultery to your brother? Your brother could be anybody that's on this planet. We're all brothers and sisters. I don't care what nationality you are. I don't care what nation you are. We're all related to the God Jesus. He created us. We're all brothers and sisters. So you wouldn't want to hurt anybody. When you live those two high principles, it would be no more wars. When you live those two high principles, it will be no adultery. You live those two, there will be no stealing, no killing, because you would treat your brother as you want him to treat you. That's a high law that Jesus put on this planet. But people don't teach those high laws. You know, they talk, oh, you see some churches still have the Ten Commandments. You don't need no commandments. Remember, we're living in the fire and Holy Ghost age right now. You got the ghost holy within you. You got the tablets written in your heart. You got all that knowledge within you. You know what to do. You just need to go further and get the Ghost holy by praising God, Jesus Christ, like my loving brother said. You go and you worship and you praise this Father of creation who is God, Jesus. Not Jehovah. He has no jurisdiction on this planet.
But he's God. I thought he was the big dude.
He's a very powerful being.
Okay.
Very powerful being. You know, he's Jesus' Father. But let's put it this way. The Father gave all power and authority to Jesus because of the sacrifice of the blood covenant. This whole planet belongs to Jesus. Jesus begged the Father.
That's right.
Begged them. Days, weeks, months, years to have this plan go. You have this physical body here? That was Jesus' plan. That wasn't Jehovah's plan. That was Jesus. Jehovah almost gave up on them. All these this is the fifth world. I mean, before you had the first world, the second world, all these calamities. The Father, our grandfather, I like to call him, Jehovah, he was getting like fed up. He said, well, you know what? I want them to be transfigured just in physical body. And I mean spiritual only, no
right.
physical. See, there's no glory in that. When you have a physical body, it's glory and powerful, and you are a god. In a spiritual body, there's no you can't become a god. Only in the physical. So Jesus came up with a plan. That's why we have these physical bodies. That's why we have this earth here. It's hard. Everything is rock hard. There's no other planet in the universes. Believe me, it's universes like this one. You can grow fast. You can have all kinds of sin. Sin can go any kind of way. You have people just dragging their leg, barely making it, barely breathing, all kind of drugs, all kind of... There's no other planet like this, you know, all this stuff. And still, they can come to Jesus, get the Ghost holy, and become rectified by the Holy Ghost and become a god. That's possible. I don't care what you've done, you can do that. And that's the glory of planet Earth. People on other planets don't want to come here, but they envy it because this is the only planet you can do. And you can grow fast here. Those others, it takes eons. Eons on eons. It's so nice. Everything is okay. So you don't grow. It's just like when Laiva and Activadome, that's Adam and Eve, or in the garden. They had it really good. They had the cherubims, the angels. It was just lovely. They saw Jehovah. They saw Jesus. They saw Michael. They saw Gabriel. They saw all the heavenly hosts. They were just living in paradise. They were living in such paradise, they put the Ghost holy on permanent hold. We don't need this. It's too much glory here. That's how Activadome failed. It was Activadome. See, the woman could sin, but if Activadome didn't take the apple or that marijuana, it still would have kept going on. Because the man, he's the head, he has to fall. The woman could have failed, but if he didn't take it, still been going on. Just get another woman, like he did before.
That's right.
You know, the man is in charge here. So it failed. But you know why? He didn't have his eye on the Ghost holy, the intelligence within him, because everything was outside. That's sort of like America. America has everything real good. They hooked up in all their goods, their fine cars, their houses, everything. They put Jesus on hold, and then they said, well, we may go praise him maybe for 2 hours on Sunday, give him a few dollars, that'll tickle his twinkly, and then we'll do something else. You know, that's okay. You know, they're not doing it 24/7. That's America right now. Right now, that's America. Things will change, but right now, that's America. Because, we got it all. We got the food. We got this. We got the PlayStation. We got the Xbox. We got the TV. We got the phones. We got everything here. Not only here in the UK. You know, we got it, you know. So our minds are hooked up to the gadgets instead of to the Christ-like energy. There's nothing wrong with the gadgets. The gadgets are good to be used in the proper way of uses. But we got so overwhelmed, our whole attention is on this. And we give Jesus, maybe a 16th of that, if that. And still, we don't acknowledge the intelligence. We may say Jesus, but no, we can't say that. We'll say Lord. If that includes everything, because our doctrine is so messed up by man, we don't know who we're serving, so we're going to include everything. We don't know if we're supposed to praise the Father or the Son, so we just say Lord. We just wrap it up like that. So then what's happening? People don't know who to praise. They don't know about the Ghost Holy. The Ghost Holy is just kicked out. That's Jesus Christ's spirit. Oh, we don't know nothing about that. We don't want to know nothing about that. We want to keep doing the same old thing. So we just kick that out. It used to be old revivals about the Ghost Holy. We have people like Shambach, you know, the tent meetings. And you have, you know, way back in Azusa, as far as they talk right. about the ghost, and people were getting saved and sanctified and living a sanctified life. But now, right now, it's more charismatic. And what that is, you put a little organ beat to it and you jump around, that'll do it. And then Jesus, you know, he'll come down and do a little dance, or, oh, you're doing okay. But no, but, you know, right now, that's how it is in America, you know, America the beautiful, because we have everything. And when you have everything, you skip out on God. You don't need, my barns are full. I don't need Jesus. I don't need him right now, you know. But the intelligence is still there knocking at your consciousness. He said, I'm knocking, my brother's knocking at his head, but it's knocking at your consciousness. Hey, I'm here. I'm here. God, Jesus is here. He's always there. See, it's the Ghost Holy that basically saves you. It's not a person, a preacher can't save you. A preacher can say, or a teacher can say things that will enlighten you and to motivate, but it's the Ghost Holy, when you get in touch with it, it's the Savior. It's the one that will convict you. It'll tell you when you're doing something good. It'll allow the energy to flow into you. It's the one that talks to Jesus and let him know what's going on. He knows everything because he's in charge of this Ghost Holy of the planet. So he can know at one time what everybody is doing at the same time. That is phenomenal. That's mind-boggling. But that's the kind of God we serve, Jesus, the living Christ. He knows everything at one time. Everything. He knows what I'm saying, my brother's thinking, every day, everybody on this planet at the same time. That's control. That is a master and control. This being is very, very, you don't know who you serve. That's why you don't serve him, because you don't know that he's over billions and trillions of planets, that he's helped create and created most of them through the guidance of Jehovah, and you don't know who you serve. You put him at a lesser degree. You don't give him no props. You always say the Father, and when you say that, you're recognizing Jehovah. You don't say a name. You're scared to say Jesus. You're scared because you want to go to church. Huh? You're scared. You go to church. You're scared. You go to church. So that kind of gives you a little reference there. Oh, I'm doing something good. I put a few dollars to the pimps. They take your money. They steal your money. They take it from you. Saying God said do this, God didn't tell them a damn thing what to do. They just fooling you, and you're believing the lie, and they're getting rich, and you're getting poor. You wonder why they're driving the Cadillacs and have all these planes and all this stuff, and then they're saying this in the name of Jesus. Their day is coming. You don't need to worry about them, but I'm talking to you people that's going to these places, wake up. Get into the Christ-like energy. That energy will save you. It's your Savior. It's with you all the time. You don't need to go to no church if you don't want to. If you want to go, fine. But you don't have to go. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you. It's at hand. It's right here. It's there. All you need is inside you, my loving brothers and sisters. It's there. That's what you need. The Christmas story, it talks about this energy. When Jesus said, the whole Israel was lit up with the Christ-like energy. You know the story? The whole Israel was lit up with this Christ-like energy. Then on December 25th, another 5 days, it was lit up. And nobody could do nothing because it was energy everywhere of the whole planet. It was lit up. They don't tell you about that with this Christ-like energy. See, Christmas is about the Christ-like energy. It's about the birth of the Son of God, Jah Jesus, and that Christ-like energy. That's what Jah Jesus wants you to get into. That's when Jesus loves, you know the Father backs him up. They work together. They work together. They two different individuals. They work together. Then you got this ghost holy that Jesus is in charge of, and he's in charge of it. And when they, through Jesus Christ, the ghost holy became more merciful. Through Jesus Christ, the ghost holy became more merciful. That's why everything in the book can go on now. Before, it couldn't. And Jehovah's, oh, no, the world got destroyed. You know, no Savior, no salvation. You know, through this Jesus, we owe a lot to him, and it's worthy to praise him. It's Amen. Okay. It's okay. We're not saying don't praise him. He's worthy to praise. Okay, ask Adelaide Scarlett for details. He's worthy to praise. Also, he wants you to get into that ghost holy, because that's what you 24/7. 24/7, that ghost holy is with you all the time. When you have a problem or anything, that ghost holy is with you. The inventors have it. The sports people have it to a certain degree. The artists have it. The doctors have it. Everybody has it. I don't care what you do. If you're a tradesman, you have it. Everybody needs this ghost holy to work. In the hospital, the surgeon has to have it. Everybody needs this ghost holy. The president of the United States of America is using it. Everybody, you know, Boner Banger is using it. He's using it. Everybody got to touch into this ghost holy. I don't care who you are. You got to love that energy. That energy Amen. Is omnipresent. It's everywhere. It's to your advantage. You don't need Son of God University. What you need is the ghost holy. And my brother's going to be telling you how to get this ghost holy and how to use it, because it's for your advantage. Because if you don't have it, you are lonely. When somebody says they're lonely, they don't have the ghost holy, because you're never alone with the ghost holy. The ghost holy talks to you. It tells you what to do. It's your best friend. You think you have a friend? No. The ghost holy is your best friend on the planet. For each and every one of you, you need it. It needs you. It loves human body. It's anxiously waiting to get into your human body. I'm going to state this again. It loves human bodies. It's really anxious to get into it. I don't care what you've done. You haven't sinned too much. I don't care what the people say. You have not sinned too much. Where did Jesus went to the sinner. He didn't go to the people that thought they knew it all, they had everything. I don't care what you have done, you can get the ghost holy. You could have killed people. You could have murdered people. You could commit adultery. You can do, I don't care what you, you are entitled to this, and this is your divine gift. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. You are so correctly done, my sweetheart brother, because I'm thinking back on the prophet Moses when he was in the slavery and he killed somebody for Joshua, his friend, and he wasn't a killer, but he took a life because of what was going on over there to save another life. So it's proof, like my sweetheart brother say, if you repent to Jesus, the Son of God, you can be forgiven, because the supreme sacrifice, happy Easter, happy Good Friday, happy Monday, Thursday, happy Wednesday. You see, these sacred holidays about the Christ is real when you look at the deep picture, not just the flannel of it, but the reality that this perfect heifer, known as Jesus, now he's not a cow, but the last books of the Bible call him the perfect heifer, the red heifer, because he sprinkled the blood. His blood penetrated the earth, and as he became the planetary Christ when he died on the tree. And when he died on the tree and all the blood came out, it was a great earthquake and a tsunami to testify that Jesus Christ's divine sacrifice is accepted by Jehovah God Almighty. And so when he sacrificed his life, instantly the churches exploded. Or that great temple over there in Israel, it said that that in the scripture, the 26th, 27th chapter of St. Matthew, it speaks about it, that how the temple exploded, it was rent in twain. No longer do we need to sacrifice bullocks and goats and heifers and pigeons and turtle doves, because Now we can go straight to Jesus Christ, as Jesus Christ for forgiveness of our sins. Acts, the second chapter, verse 38. The apostle told the people, repent. First they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter, standing up with the 11, the apostles right there, in his boldness, said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, or forgiveness of your sins. And you shall, see, there was a guarantee, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, that's how you get the Holy Ghost, by repenting. Repenting is being sorry for your sins, your conscience is stirred up, and you ask the great creator, the savior of the world, Lord Jesus Christ, you recognize that he is the Son of God, recognize that he has been raised from the dead, believe in your heart, Romans 10:9-10, that God raised Jesus from the dead, when you can acknowledge that. Because you know, there are many people today who do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They still think he is in the grave. No, Muhammad and Buddha and various other men might be there, but the Lord Jesus Christ, he is alive. He is much alive. He is not a reincarnated being. He has the same physical body that he had on Christmas Day. He's the same one that God, Jehovah, told us to worship way back in the eons of time when we were all spirit children up in the heavens before we took our bodies and came to earth by his divine grace. So, therefore, we owe, like my brother said so sweetly, we owe an eternal debt of love to the Lord Jesus Christ. God has raised Jesus up and has anointed him or given him the Holy Ghost and all the firepower with it. And so now we have the privilege and even a divine right by the shed blood of the person of Christ Jesus. You must go through the person of Christ Jesus. So if people want to do, the Son of God, the university, endorse the person of Christ Jesus, you bet your Volkswagens we do. I tell you, we believe in the Son of God for all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We love him. We love the Lord Jesus because we recognize that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he is wrapped up in this firepower of glory. He is in the Shekinah glory, full of light and full of majesty. How do we get the Ghost holy? As my brother said, I just told you, repent. Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you. Don't be afraid. Jesus Christ is the perfect man of glory. He is the perfect God of glory. John 1:1, in the beginning, word was with God is, and the word is, was, God shall be, Jesus Christ. Now, that's the correct broken down English, which you want to transliterate it to make it more for your poetical, but to keep the accuracy, the word was Jesus Christ in the beginning with God the Father. The word Jesus Christ was the same as God the Father. The word Jesus Christ was with God the Father. The word was called God with God, and the word Jesus Christ became a human being. Isn't that beautiful, my brother?
Very beautiful.
So you see that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty became a human being, and today he is a glorified human being, a glorified Savior, a glorified King, because we have access. We have an access code to Jesus is able to forgive. And like my sweetheart brother said, there is no crime that cannot be forgiven. You can be forgiven if you repent with the honest heart and you recognize that you cannot do it yourself. And that's why there's so much of schizophrenia, demonology, demons possess people, and demon activation on the planet, because the people and the saints of God, the so-called saints, are not worshiping and praising Jesus Christ. They're going off in their own far-off land. They're scared. They're using the Lord title, and they don't recognize who the Lord is. The scripture says no man can say Jesus Christ is Lord but by the power of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is a necessity. It is not a might-be. It's not an extracurricular activity. It is not, oh, I can get it, but I don't have to get it. I can still be born again. April Fools, you got to have the power. It is in the book of Acts. Read the book of Acts in its entirety. Study the book of Hebrews, the Gospel of St. John. Matter of fact, read the entire scroll, the whole Bible. It tells you that in the beginning, way back in Genesis, that the Spirit of God, the whole I Spirit, Christ's energy, the light of Christ, moved on the face of the waters. It was energized, and the Almighty God said, let there be light. And it was good. And God saw that it was good, and he was excited, and he must have thumbed his nose. And then his son must have took his nose off his thumb. Because Jehovah was happy that he created the world.
And that's what we're doing right now.
That's it. That's it. We thumb on our nose. You see, I put my thumb on my nose, and my brother took my nose off my thumb. And so we are excited that this great Savior, the Holy Ghost, is merciful. Let my brother say, it's more extensive mercy because of the shed blood of the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is anxiously excited, waiting for people to receive and desire the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is in the jurisdiction of the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes from his jurisdiction, authorized and sanctioned by God the Father. Who can admit that? Who can outdo that? No one, because Jesus Christ is the brightest being in the universe, and he is so lit up with the Holy Ghost and fire, he is overly anxious that all his saints on earth and wherever else may receive this power. Now, my brother, you said we can be translated. Does that mean we die and we get raised up and go to heaven?
Definitely not. Transfigure is, let me put it this way, how the Christian church, like, well, to an extent, like they say, we all be taken up in the twinkling of the eye.
Okay.
Basically, you have your body. Your body is atomized by the Ghost Holy, which is Jesus Christ energy, and your body is just atomized to another dimension. Let's put it that way. It's atomized, so then you can walk through walls, you can levitate, you can go to another planet. It's not dense like it is now. Right now, it's at a dead state. To an extent, you're living, but you're living beneath your privileges.
You're half dead.
You're half dead in a way, because okay. What's happening as you live this, like this, your body is constantly going down. You're aging. It's going down. As you praise the Ghost Holy, as you get the Ghost Holy, as you come in love with the Ghost Holy, your body starts to elevate.
You can praise the Holy Ghost?
Oh, yeah. As you praise the Holy Ghost, that's the main deal. When you start praising this Holy Ghost, because remember, Jesus, he came to this planet. Okay. He shed his blood. You praise him to get the Ghost Holy. You can praise him anytime.
Right.
It's worthy. But as you praise this Ghost Holy within you, this Holy Ghost becomes atomized within your body. Your body starts to become youngified because you're loving, you're praising this great eternal energy, this intelligence within you. And as you praise it, it starts to vibrate. And as it starts to vibrate, you start to lift your vibration. As you start to lift your vibration, you come into a state of a fourth dimension, as you want to say, if you want to get into some kind of, they say new age, whatever it is. They have some good principles, but a lot of times they leave out Jesus Christ.
Right.
They have a lot of good stuff, but they leave out Jesus Christ. The Christians are supposed to have Jesus Christ, and they live out the stuff that they have. So so it's good stuff and everything, but as you come to this dimension, as I was saying, then you start to levitate. What I mean is then you start to levitate into the heavenly realm. You let loose all your grudges, your hates, and all that. See, that holds you down. That gravitates you to the earth. You know, when you start having all this hate or lust and all this stuff, this holds you down. But by praising the Ghost Holy and loving Jesus, that energy within you, you know that takes that away automatically. You don't have to spend time and trying to yank it from you and stuff like that. If you start praising Jesus' energy within you, pretty soon you start to see all your negative traits would disappear by praising the Ghost Holy, by loving and thankfulness. Thankfulness, when you're thankful, things multiply to you. When you love, that energy transforms you. And you become transformed by that, praising that energy. And as you praise that energy, you start to uplift. you start to just, people will just look at you, wow, he's different. You know, you have that smile. You have that, like my loving brother said, that joy and that, what is that, that everlasting praise that's in you. It's a vibration. It's a love affair with the Holy Ghost. And you just start to praise and you start to love. And then that love will start to emanate from you. You start seeing the love come out of your chakras. You know, that love, it starts to, and you start to feel the love. See, people say you don't feel God. You do feel God. God is love. And you will feel the love as it emanates from your body. Because you will become love, just like Jesus. You know, you remember, he said you're going to be kings and priests. And the king and the priest was love, vibration. That's the key. You got to have the love. You can say all the stuff you want, and you can quote the scriptures and do all that stuff. But if you can't love, you're just a clean clang cone. You know, you know, you're a nigga bite. You don't want to be a nigga bite.
That's
because
right.
Nigga bite is one that just really goes down to anything. It's not a racial term,
right?
But it's a vibration. Because anybody can come one of those. It's like you have some people that just start shooting people. Anywhere, in the theaters,
right,
at this and that. You got to have the Christ light. If you don't have the Christ light, what's going to protect you?
Yes.
You've got to have this Christ light because people are doing anything these days. You think you're safe in the theater? Some person just come and start shooting. In a restaurant, they just come and shoot you. In the plane, wherever. You got to have this Christ light energy. It's your protection. When you have that, you are protected by Jesus himself. Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the thumbs, the nose, and the eyes. It is imperative to have that divine light of Jesus Christ. The Christ-like energy is so supreme. It is not supernatural. It's supreme natural. It is above everything. It is in all things. We are consist of this great Christ energy. The Christ energy is our loving friend. And it is right, sweetheart. You must open your mind to this great openness of omnipresence, Christ. Omnipotent Christ, which is Almighty Christ, and all-knowing Christ, or omniscient. Just think, this omnipresent knows everything. Like my brother said earlier, every thought, all 7 billion plus humans on the planet, the light of Christ knows every thought at every time, the same time in different time zones, and the light of Christ don't have to take Maalox and get a headache. The light of Christ knows it can discern your positive thoughts, your negative thoughts. Everything is revealed in the light of Jesus Christ. Nothing is hid from the Spirit within you and I. So the joy of living is living in joy. Right on planet Earth, we can experience the heavenly power of the Holy Ghost, this great joy. As we stated, behold, the kingdom of Jesus Christ is within us and all around us. So if the kingdom is within us, that means the king is inside of us. The king, the light of Jesus Christ, the Lord of hosts, the Holy Ghost living in us, we are happy people. We are not sad. Like my brother said, we are not lonely. People that are lonely, they lack the Holy Spirit of love. And like Jesus said, is it true, my brother, when Jesus gave that commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thee Christ with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and strength. Would you say that's transliterated? Thou shalt love the Holy Ghost with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, the very power that lives within us?
You got that right. You should skate the whole prayer. It's a prayer that says something like that. What's that prayer? You put Jesus in it?
You mean the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah, that's what it intended to be. The Jesus and his Holy and the Holy Ghost. People, when they say the Father, they think it's Jehovah.
Jehovah upstairs.
I'm going to have my brother quote to in the original, the Jesus version.
Okay. Our Father, Jesus, hallowed be thy name. Jesus, thy glorious kingdom is coming. Jesus, thy kingdom is coming within us as well as it is without us. Thy kingdom, Jesus, is coming on earth as you dwell in us. Jesus, your glorious will is being done within us. Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us our trespasses as we joyfully forgive those who trespass or aught against us. Jesus, we thank you for delivering us from evil and from the evil one. For Jesus, you are the all-powerful Lord of the universe. Jesus, we thank you when temptation come upon us that you will give us eternal power and strength of the Holy Ghost to help us endure and to go through it. Amen. And now, later they added, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. That was added later by the church. But it sounds good. You know what I mean? It sounds good. Mm-hmm. But that was not in the original prayer, but it's okay. Because Annalise Skyron, she told us that we can pray the Lord's Prayer, and Jesus himself spoke through her book to God the glory, and so we can add words in there to the glory and edification of his name. You see? Because when he was talking to the apostles and to the people back in the day, that was before he was assassinated, when he gave the Lord's Prayer. But now, after he was assassinated, everything goes in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. The vibration. Because some people, they question, they say, how come when the Lord's Prayer was prayed, that he didn't say in the name of Jesus Christ? Well, he was given the prayer, and he was so humble, he didn't, you know, use his own name. But you know through the Holy Spirit, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. Because, like my brother said, in the glory of Jesus Christ vibration, a version, how is Jesus, our Father, Jesus, who are in heaven, who are in, I still didn't quote the fullness, who are in inner space and outer space. You see, that goes right into the omnipresence energy right there. So you're getting in contact to the Christ that is within you, that's closer than fingers and thumbs and hands and feet. You're getting in contact to the power that sits upon our throne. We are a temple of light. And so therefore, as we glorify the Holy Ghost, like my sweetheart brother said, we stay young. We don't have to age, you see. Age is a waste of time. It's a waste of space, and it's a waste of the physical body that don't need to happen. But like my brother said, the universal laws of gravity, as you continue to grow and live, you will age. But there's a but. There's a big but, greater than birth, a but. That but is, if you receive the Holy Ghost and you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you see, and you glorify the Savior and recognize that Jesus is both Lord and Christ and supreme master of your life and of the universe, and as you praise and give all attention to the Holy Ghost, that works, because that is the power, that is the one, the personality. The Holy Ghost is who translated Enoch of old, Genesis 5:24, Hebrews 11:5-6. So, sweethearts, it is imperative to rapture yourself up and praise the Holy Ghost, the canon. My sweethearts, I tell you, we thank you for listening. Our next program live is on August 9th. That will kick off the official Christmas season, the Christmas celebration. Good day, good night, and Jesus, baby!